Love Fire, Oswald, live 1983. Come in, Oswald. Sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Sunday, September the 21st, 2014. We know. Oswald. Brinsley Ford. Drummy Zeb and Tony Gadd, Oswald, 1983, teaching us that love is the force that said, speaking, voice, let there be light. There's light, word, speaking, voice. Light, let there be light in the hearts right here of every man. You've got to have love in your heart. You've got to have love in your soul. We can't be governed by fear from the wicked ruling class because then we can't love properly. Then we can't hear the voice of love, the feminine voice, the sound, the mechanism that brings us the word of the Almighty, hypostatic word of the Almighty, which is the neutron, which is that power to hold the atom together. The neutron is the word. When you study the science and then you study the word and see how this Christos is the atom, and the neutron is the word. And as the word holds the universe together, so the neutron holds the atom together. And so the word, the voice comes to us in our hearing, that we may be endowed with the faculty of hearing and not deaf, to hear, to attend to consider what is or has been said. The universe is speaking to us. The universe is telling us to cease the sectarian violence, to cease the division. The universe is teaching us and talking to us in our ears the reality of Sabbath, the power of Sabbath, that the Sabbath says, eliminate all debt, return land, wealth, and resources back into the hands of the people. Understand, hear the voice that is uncovering the truth. Hear the voice that is uncovering falsehood. Hear the voice that gives you the sound that teaches us the real inner workings of the system so that we may understand, so that we may perceive even the sense of what is said. When you hear President Obama speak what he is speaking, when you have the proper ear to hear, you can understand the sense of what he's saying. The word sense, these are definitions of the word hear. The sense is a faculty by which the body perceives. So we're using our faculties to understand, and we're also reading the physical body of the speaker. The sense is the feeling that something is the case. So you may hear President Obama talk about Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL, ISIS as the enemy. You may hear that, but do you hear what's behind his words? Do you hear the contradiction? Do you hear and understand that, okay, he's speaking this. We have pictures of McCain with ISIL. McCain said on more than one occasion in the public, he's intimate with these people. He's friends with these people. That this is him, this is McCain talking about America, saying America supports ISIL. Said that on more than one occasion in the public. So now we hear various members of government speaking, but do we hear the sense of what is being said? Do we feel something else is the case? So now I heard Barack say, support the Syrian rebels, but I hear McCain saying that they're supporting ISIL, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. So the real sense of what is being said is coming through the voice of McCain. And watch this. Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, will force those in so-called authority to tell the truth on themselves. So Obama is careful at what he says. But McCain, he's liable to say anything. So Holy Spirit pressed him. And Google it. McCain says in public, America supports Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL. So he is the sense of what is being said. What are we perceiving by the senses? What are we picking up? What are we identifying? What is the real consciousness of what is being said? We see, we hear what is coming out of Obama's mouth, but we understand the mind that is causing him to give fictitious narrative to cause us to support the killing of a human being over on the other side of the earth. To hear something, to perceive by the ear what is announced in one's presence. This is high tech understanding. Hear with the ear of the Almighty. Do the investigation. We must make the demand of peace. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7. The word seek peace, the word seek, the definition is demand and also to study. And another word or two related to that. So we must study history. We must study politics, current affairs. We must study the universe, study the Almighty, so that we can hear the voice of the Almighty in the universe and within ourselves, as we are a micro universe. And with that voice, we will see the truth uncovered, and we will bring into the light from the darkness that which has been covered, and see the reality of what has been birthed by the wicked, using the power of birth in a wicked manner. And then we will perceive and understand what is announced in our presence. Not what was said, but what was announced. When Barack Obama says, support financially Syrian rebels, he is announcing supporting Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL, and ISIS, and even Boko Haram and others that many of us do not know. To hear something, to perceive by the ear what is announced in one's presence, to get by hearing, learn. So when we listen to the right information, then we can listen to anyone and learn the truth. Because we have done this study and listened to people like Louis Farrakhan, listened to people like Alex Jones, listened to people like Webster Tarpley, listened to people like Richard Wolff, listened to people like Cornel West, Tavis Smiley, listened to people like Dr. Phil Valentine, who is Baba something. Listen to people like Booker T. Coleman, who's known now as Kaba Kamene. We've listened to Pacifica Radio in New York, in Washington, D.C., in Houston, Texas, in Los Angeles, California, in Berkeley, California. So we've listened to programs like Guns and Butter, Democracy Now!, Flashpoints, Africa Today. Africa, is it Africa Now!, KPFK Los Angeles, Freedom Now!, or Africa In Focus. I think that's the name of that program. So all of these individuals and others, we listen to correct information and information that is closer to the truth, so that when we listen to the president, prime minister, senators, and congresspeople, we are now able to really understand what is being announced and really learn the truth of what we are hearing, because we have taken the time to listen to the voice of the Almighty, the voice of the universe, that feminine voice that is the feminine door to the masculine heaven, that will give us the inner understanding of the science of how the Almighty governs the universe on masculine, feminine polarity in unison, always giving birth to life and birth to more life. A thing comes to one's ears to find out, to learn, to give ear to a teaching or a teacher, to comprehend, to understand. So the universe is teaching us. The Almighty is teaching us through the universe. The truth of governments, the truth of institutions, uncovering that which was hidden. I heard, and the first voice which I heard was as if it were of a trumpet. Now the word trumpet is feminine. So the trumpet is feminine. Sometimes these things come masculine, but the door is feminine, heaven is masculine, the voice is feminine, and the trumpet is feminine. And let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G4536. Salt Peaks.
Let's hear that again.
Strong's G4536. Salt Peaks.
Saw Peaks, Greek side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, 4536. Saw Peaks is feminine. The trumpet is feminine. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit who is feminine? Are you listening to wisdom, the title of Holy Spirit, which is also feminine? Are we listening to, are we entering into the door that is feminine to the masculine heavens? Are we listening to the feminine voice of the heavens, the feminine voice of the universe? Are we listening to the feminine trumpet? The trumpet is feminine. The voice is feminine. The word coming out of the voice is masculine and feminine. The door is feminine to the heavens, and the heaven in this case is masculine. And the word Salpinks is rooted in this word.
Strong's G4535. Salos. Salos.
Salos, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, 4535. Is defined, watch this, sisters and brothers. Now this root word is masculine. So the root of Salphinx, the trumpet, is this word, salos, which is masculine. See, we have to see masculine and feminine. The word is defined as the tossing or swell of the sea. See, we're back to the waters of noon. We're back to the womb of Nonet. And so the teaching comes out masculine, comes out feminine, to give us an understanding of the waters of noon and the womb of Nonet, the tossing or swell of the sea. The tossing and swell of the sea is related to waves. The synonym here is waves. And so the Africans taught of the waves that describe the energy. The waters of noon were at first peaceful, tranquil. This is the time of no distinction of anything. All one. No boundary, no barrier. All peaceful, all tranquil. No movement. No motion. Then the waves, the act of procreation is energy, waves. And so spirit energy is feminine, but the cause of those waves is masculine, because the masculine impregnating the feminine causes the waves, causes the energy. And E equals MC squared, energy, spiritual force. Spirit is feminine, that feminine womb, but the masculine causes the movement. The feminine receives the movement. And in other places, we see that a wave is denoting pregnancy in other places in Scripture. So we see that today They talk about the Big Bang, and they talk about the string theory. All of that is descriptive of energy. The waves of noon, the watery waves of noon, giving us the understanding of energy, the cause of light and sound. See, we've been speaking of voices and speaking of sound and speaking of light. Everything is waves and vibration and frequency and light and sound, light and sound. And the African Dogon talked about light and sound invisibly, inaudibly, and then visibly and audibly, and understood these realities through the study of the Sirius star system. Sirius A, the visible star. Sirius B, the invisible star. That invisible star, Sirius B, the Poto seed, the Christos, the Ra, the Atum, that is the result of breath, which is spirit, breaking the egg of the universe called Emeya. And then that seed now, in the narrative of the Dogon, the Mali, the Dogon in Africa, bursts forth as light and sound, spiraling invisibly, inaudibly at first, but then visibly and audibly. Today, they describe this process as the Big Bang, beginning in an infinitesimal point, and this point as light and sound. And so that whole Big Bang description, and then the expansion of the universe from such infinitesimal point as light and sound, expanding, expanding, expanding. The Africans taught all of this. So the tossing or the swell of the sea and the waves. And this is rooted in another word that is the verb sino.
Strong's G 4525. Sino. Sino.
This is the verb of all that we've been looking at. The verb connected to the trumpet, which is feminine. The verb connected to the wave. See, the sound, the voice from the trumpet creates a sound that causes waves and tossing of the sea and waves. And this is rooted in the actual verb. The wave was masculine, and then that is rooted in this verb sino, which is the description of the wave, such as the wag of a tail, like the tail of a dog, metaphorically to flatter, to fawn upon, to move the mind of one agreeably, or to agitate, disturb, or trouble. So if you use flattering words, it's to cause movement. The wagging of a tail is movement, waves. The movement of the mind of one cause movement either agreeably, in an agreeable manner, or to agitate or disturb or to trouble. In any case, you're causing movement, causing the movement from one place to another, causing actions either agreeably or agitating. You can cause someone to move in agitation because you've disturbed them and made trouble. Or you can speak words that cause that which is agreeable. And so we're looking at the science of voice, the science of sound that causes waves, that causes movement. And And so there you have the waters of Nun, womb of Narnet, you have the mind of Ptah, and you have the actions of Atum, all right there. Now, the final etymological root of all of that is another verb.
Strong's G, 4579, Sio.
To shake, to agitate, to tremble, of men to be thrown into a tremor, to quake with fear, to agitate the mind. So you had that period of time of Ptah and chaos and disorder, which can cause fear, cause agitation. So Ptah works to call forth and give birth to Atum, who will now bring order to the chaos and order to disorder and bring us to peace and tranquility. Whereas the wicked use disorder and chaos to promote fear, to control and agitate the mind, Atum, Christos, goes into those principles of disorder and chaos, not with fear, but with truth, justice, and righteousness, in order to bring order and peace and tranquility. And we see this science original used for good and righteousness, but we see this same science used for wickedness. We want to understand this science for righteousness and use this science to bring us together to hear the voice of the Almighty, so that we may Exodus. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.